Hare Krishna. Soul killing civilization. That's what Srila Prabhupada called the world that we live in. And I think he was being generous when he used the word civilization, but that's what it's about. Soul killing, atmahana, due to a organized, coordinated conspiracy against separating religion, and not just religion, namely belief, but real religion, including transcendental knowledge, secularizing the whole world, therefore in that way a complete materialistic way of life dominates, a materialistic way of thinking dominates the whole world, which it means it dominates the educational, economic, political viewpoints. The result of that being is that people have people are conditioned and have no real perspective on what the goal of life is, but rather they're brainwashed from the time of going to school, and that means from the time of being with their own parents and being raised, that the goal of life is to be an achiever, to be successful in terms of education, material achievements, competing with others who are similarly inclined, to be wealthy, famous, and recognized by what Shukadeva Goswami says, hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. And, of course, in order to make this kind of society work, then you have to keep people blind to their spiritual existence, and a different way of thinking, which is that people shouldn't live according to their wants, but should live according to their very, very basic needs, and spend the balance of their time in self-realization rather than in wasting their time in sense gratification and working hard like an ass to fulfill their goals of self sense gratification. And in that way, people become just another brick in the wall of materialistic society, making wealthy a very, very few people who are benefiting from the fact that everyone thinks that to be a consumer and participating in the consumer society, that is really the all-in-all. And in order to drive that type of mentality, of course, greed has to be there. And that's what advertising is really all about. Advertising is to make people greedy. What's the alternative we're proposing? Well, of course, our alternative is that, yes, people should live according to the minimum necessities of life. They shouldn't give in to greed and other lower qualities like lust and anger, but rather they should learn self-control, satisfaction, being satisfied with the basic necessities of life, not waste your time in trying to achieve unlimited number of unnecessary things, but use your intelligence. And here's a point that Srila Prabhupada often emphasized. Use your intelligence to work as little as possible, not as much as possible. Intelligent person works as little as possible, 3-4 hours a day, just to keep body and soul together so that he can use the rest of his time to achieve spiritual perfection. Chant Hare Krishna, read Bhagavad Gita, keep things to a minimum, because it requires a whole life's investment to become Krishna conscious. Just to believe in Krishna, occasionally chant japa, glance at Bhagavad Gita once in a while, and pay a visit to a temple are not formulas for going back to Godhead. These are just make people believers, perhaps make people religious. Krishna consciousness is my religion, but it's not going to award perfection. That requires real serious work. And that's why maintenance, feeding ourselves, keeping a roof above our heads, that we should try and do with as little effort as possible. And the major portion of our time we should use for cultivating Krishna consciousness. And that's a revolutionary outlook. We don't believe in material progress. We don't support the system of modern education, Prabhupada said, which is like slaughterhouses, or the rest of the soul-killing industrial communications and electronic world that we live in, because it runs counter to the basic teachings of Bhagavad Gita and what we consider life to be all about. That's what it means to be a devotee. All of these things are a waste of time. There are already so many engineers, doctors, lawyers, people engaged in computer programming and so on. Why should we participate in these types of fruitive activities? Why should we get a job in order to further strengthen this materialistic world? So when devotees ask me, what do you think if I get an education? What do you think about this type of profession or so on? I don't think much of it. What is really needed are people who are willing to act outside of the system, to really start a new revolution, to start a new type of culture, a culture that is an alternative to this way of life, a culture that depends on Krishna, and where one tries to maintain oneself with as little effort as possible, and preferably in sattvic ways, such as self-sufficiency, growing your own garden, and so on. And if you must have a job or sell something, then do it in a very clever, intelligent way. Ultimately, this is what Krishna gave human beings intelligence for, so that they can be different than animals, who spend their whole lives eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, and endeavoring to maintain these activities. Our business is that eating, sleeping, mating, and defending should be a minimum, and maximum should be to be Krishna conscious. Otherwise, yes, education means that you teach children to be materialists, to be consumers, to learn all kinds of things. You hide from them the real truth of their spiritual identity in a very systematic way. And even the so-called religious teachings that they get have no real information about a personal God, a real obligation to him, or our own spiritual identity. At most, they become moral teachings. And a way of life that they should incorporate into the everyday TV, video, internet, driving to work and back, going to for a holiday to different places around the world, and being indifferent to the sufferings of others who are struggling with wars, famine, and so many other things. So why would anyone want to be part of this soul-killing civilization? Vaishnava, or someone who really understands Vaishnava philosophy and Srila Prabhupada's teachings, they would rather set themselves apart from this way of life, not contribute to this type of abuse and torture that people in general are directed to these kind of brainwashing that keeps people in the chains of bondage of a consumer materialistic society, but rather if one chants Hare Krishna nicely, offenselessly, and reads Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, then yes, they'll also chant Hare Krishna and they'll fight against the system. And that's why Srila Prabhupada wanted devotees to engage full-time in distributing books, maintaining temples if they want to work, open restaurants, distribute prasadam, purify people's souls, maintain oneself like that, but don't become a bootlicker to the evil people who are perpetuating the society and leading everyone to hell. Andha yatandera upagiyamana, blind people dragging other people into the ditch of eternal suffering and taking birth again in this material world as some kind of lower species. But Shukadeva Goswami says, yes, it requires to be brave. Someone has to really be brave. And in order to develop that inspiration for such bravery, all we have to do is closely read Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrita, listen to Srila Prabhupada's lectures, and especially Prabhupada's talks about what he actually thought about the modern world and what Srila Prabhupada expected of his followers to do about the modern world. Not blend in, but to change it. Hare Krishna.